6 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Tuesday. We're in Central Time here. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour, June 7th, 2022. So glad you could join us. Lots to talk about today. News and open lines. We got it here, 844-769-2944, our toll-free number to call. If you have something to contribute to the conversation, lots of interesting stuff going on. There always is, especially with this administration. I know there's not a whole lot of things we can do about Washington, D.C. and what those morons up there are doing, but I can tell you right now, every day goes by, I have less and less respect for Congress and for the president. Less and less respect. And it's, you know, you have to earn it with a lot of us here, especially us right-thinking Christian conservatives. You have to earn our respect and our trust, and right now... I don't know. Do you have a hard time trusting your government? I sure do. But the one thing you can't trust is the Power Mall will always be there. We've got 10% off Miracle Skin products. And, of course, the Journey water bottle is flying off the shelves here. You get 30% off. It comes in blue and indigo. Each bottle comes with a filter. And if you want an extra one, you can buy one 30% off as well. Sagan Journey water filters are also on sale if you want to buy an extra one. And we've got the... few different Grown by Nature supplements on closeout, 50% off on iron and molybdenum, calcium, potassium, vitamin E, and zinc. Also, the Hysorb Q10 from Good Health Naturally, also on closeout. You can click the closeout tab on thepowermall.com and do what you need to do as far as buying and stocking up. It's always good. Coming soon to the Power Mall, we've also got non-GMO heirloom seeds from White Harvest Seeds. I'm going to be buying the whole shooting match. And, of course, the prayer line is open. Todd Waite, our board op engineer, his dad is in hospice. He's down to about 6 breaths a minute. So I am told, please keep Joe, Todd's dad, in your prayers, along with his family. They're going to be, they're watching him waste away. And hospice is, if you've ever been through it, I have. I can tell you that, you know, you want your parent or your loved one to go peacefully. You don't want them to struggle. And you know when it's time, because that last breath is a big one, and it goes real quick. So we just pray for the family right now, Father. You be with them and comfort them through their time, because, you know, grief process takes a long time, and you've got to be with them in spirit. And we appreciate your being there and the fact that all of us out here in Power Hour Nation are praying for Joe and his family as we work through his passing, which we anticipate is going to be very soon. We thank you that you can just open the heavenly gates and let him up, let his spirit up there. He can be with you, and just pray for deliverance for his family. They can get through the grieving process and move on, because life has to go on. It's just the way it is. That's what you intended, for us to have an abundant life. And we appreciate everything that you've done for Joe and his family up to this point, Father, and continued support and guidance and wisdom in dealing with the situations and delivering them in the name of your son, Yeshua. Amen. Can I get an amen, please? Thank you. We have a sponsor called the Grow Network. They've got a free webinar out on how to grow food in a grid down situation, even if you have no experience. One of the reasons why we're doing the non-GMO heirloom seeds from White Harvest Seeds, and we're bringing it on here. So you go to the Power Hour Food, powerhourfood.com, register for free. It is a free webinar on how to grow food. You need to know these things. We are all about solutions here, because obviously, and these food processing plants that are burning down, this is not an accident. This is deliberate. They are intending on shrinking the nation's food supply. Now, what do you think happens in the event of a food shortage? It's just like what happened when COVID hit, and people, of course, all of a sudden, how many times can you wipe your butt? Seriously. You saw all the toilet paper flying off the shelf. People were fighting. I saw people in grocery stores fighting over toilet paper because somebody was moving a whole shopping cart full of toilet paper out of the grocery store. It's like, all right, people, seriously. You see, this is what happened when the panic sets in. And when the panic sets in, people start fighting over parking spaces. I saw two guys almost take to blows in a parking lot over how close a parking space they could get to the bloody front door. It's like, oh, people, seriously. This is how people behave when they don't put God first in their life. That's one of the reasons why we are so glad that you buy from the Power Mall and make donations to help keep us on the air, because we get the truth out there and we talk turkey like it's supposed to be. We don't want to sit here and blow smoke up people's keisters. We just don't do that. We're not about that. We're not about scaring people. We're all about logic, common sense, rational behavior. We want to be at peace. That's all we want as conservative Christians. We want to be at peace, but we know when you got the devil running rampant and we're in a satanic war with our own government. I've got some news that's going to shock the conscience, but you know what? It's just news. It's Biden that's sick, twisted, you know what. Put whatever expletive you want after sick and twisted. The whole administration is working for the other side, folks. They are not godly at all. We can't say, when it comes to our government, in God we trust, because they are doing everything opposite from what our Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Bill of Rights guaranteed us, endowed by our Creator. You can follow us on the Power Hour, at the Power Hour, and at Power Hour Host on TruthSocial.com. Every so often we post stuff on Truth Social. That's President Trump's site, run by Devin Nunes, the former congressman from California. Of course, now they're going to, voters get to decide who fills his seat now that he took off. You know, I kind of have issues with Trump when he goes, oh, I got the booster. I'm sorry. There are certain things I can't shake. That's one of them. He can go around the country making all these speeches about make America great again. America's always been great. It's just, you know, we missed the boat. We sat idly by and let the Democrats steal the elections. And I guarantee you they are going to try to do it again. All these millions of people crossing the border, they're going to try to make them all registered voters very quickly. And there's going to be a fight in Congress to try to stop it, because they're going to try to steal the ballot box and swing it in favor of the Democrats to keep them in power. This two-party system is outdated. This country does not need it. And when you have the numbers of people coming from Venezuela into this country through our southern border, what do you think that tells you? It tells you it's time to go get yourself a We the People Are Pissed Off t-shirt from the Power Hour, because we have them at the Power Mall. The Power Hour logo's on the back. We're tired of all the lies and manipulations generated by the elites, the media, all the political puppets. This shirt represents all our collective voices. I have one. You should, too. If you want to listen to the Power Hour by phone, you can call to listen at 631-359-8232. We have Clay Clark joining us. You know the Reawaken America tour? I did get a chance to hobnob with General Flynn, who enjoyed listening to my talk there, which you obviously can see. We have links to that presentation about how the left-wing media has destroyed America. And even Clay Clark, ThriveTimeShow.com founder, 5 kids, thousands of trees, dozens of chickens, and 13 cats. I guarantee you the cats love the eggs. That's how he feeds them, folks. They're prepared. This is what we need to be doing. We need to start getting set up and start growing our own food. We need to take on a new mindset and just pray to God that he is going to keep us safe while we do what we're doing. I had a conversation with my plumber this morning. He was hooking up some additional plumbing for me. And he was asking me, so what do you think's going down? You've got this talk show going on. I said, yes, I do. I said, what's going down is, I don't know that I want to be in a major city. Yes, I know all about shopping and convenience. And yes, I know when you get stressed out, shopping is a great way to get de-stressed. You know, we have other means of de-stressing other than spending money. And what happens if they go to a cashless society? I really think the banks have a hard time with that, Because, see, then you're going to all blockchain currency and the underground economy. I can tell you right now, Bruce Bartlett's study that he did during the Reagan years, they all were trying to figure out, how are we going to control the underground economy? How are we going to control the barter, the shadow, the underground movement? All these people are going to be out there trying to figure out ways to barter with each other to survive. They're going to start collective community groups. They're going to do flea markets. They're going to do farmers markets. They're going to do truck farming. They're going to barter for food and supplies and things they need. Somebody's going to be growing more tomatoes, and they're going to be bartering for other things because somebody's cucumber crop was bumper. It was crazy. They got more cucumbers than they know what to do with. Well, hey, I'll tell you what. I'll trade you a case of cucumbers for a case of tomatoes. How about that? You see, this is how it's going to go. This is how Christians are going to survive. Don't think that history doesn't repeat itself, because if you look in biblical times, it did so way back when. And people did stuff in secret because their government was persecuting them. The same thing is going to happen again. It is already happening again. I am not trying to alarm you. I'm trying to enlighten you. 844-769-2944 in our news hour. Boris Johnson has won the backing of a majority of Tory MPs in a confidence vote, despite his significant revolt against his leadership. He won 59% of the vote, meaning he's now immune from a conservative leadership challenge for a year. See, this is what happens when you get a power movement going in government. He calls his confidence vote win as decisive. To me, he's sold out the people of the UK. President Joe Biden's Summit of the Americans is going to get off to a rocky start this week after Mexico's president announced he would not attend the gathering, a major snub for a high-profile event that seeks to convene leaders from North, Central, and South America, kicking off in L.A. We're facing record levels of migration, and now we got the Mexican president vowing, according to Daily Caller, to influence American elections. He would be willing to influence the rhetoric surrounding the U.S. midterm elections if any candidate were to speak poorly about Mexicans while speaking on his desire about the U.S. reforming its immigration system. He said, we're not going to allow Mexican migrants to be questioned in campaigns to supposedly win votes. We do not accept xenophobia. We do not accept racism. Oh, what, have we got a woke president now? Mexico's president is woke? Here's the thing. 40 million Mexicans, over 40 million Mexicans are in the U.S. He compared the number of Mexicans to the 4 million Cubans in the U.S., saying Cubans have great influence in guiding U.S. policies in relation to the rest of the world. So, you know what? You want to toss your hat in the ring? Don't talk down about Mexicans. I'll tell you what, I think the Mexicans, especially the males, the Hispanics, I think they already figured out who Biden is really in favor of. All the people coming across the border think Joe Biden's wonderful because they got an open invitation across their southern border. Yeah. They're going to find out exactly what their government thinks of them after they get here and find out they can't survive. And this is when a lot of them who are already suspected terrorists and all the gotaways, numbering a 500,000 or better, are going to start blowing up stuff and murdering people and stealing from people. Now, you know, it's one of the reasons why yesterday on the show we were talking about having 1,000 rounds of ammo for every piece you got. And, you know, I'm not saying to go out and shoot up a school. We don't need to do that. We need to be civil about the way we behave. We need to have respect for the weapon. It's used for self-defense, folks, on your own property. It's not used to go shoot up schools. There is one very interesting item, though, that I did want to bring up. Axon, who is the maker of the Taser, said yesterday it's pausing its controversial plan to make Taser-equipped drones to take down mass shooters. Huh, how does that work? The hard pivot comes after Axon founder and CEO Rick Smith announced last week the security company would start development of drones that could be operated by first responders and potentially used in schools to avoid another shooting like the recent one in Uvalde, Texas. What's changed? Axon Ethics Board, a group of experts in tech privacy and policing, sparred publicly with Smith over the idea, arguing that drones could be used to over-police communities of color. Oh, see, now it's all about communities of color. Nine members resigned yesterday over the drone plan. In explaining the Max exodus, the board released a statement saying it lost faith in Axon's ability to be a responsible partner. Zooming out on this one, it isn't the first time Axon has pitched the idea of a weaponized drone. It wanted to run a police pilot program utilizing the tech, but the board voted against it a few weeks ago. In 2016, Smith even wrote a companion graphic novel exploring how the drone could stop a shooter, any shooter. Now let's expand that thought process for a minute. First off, you got to get the drone inside of a school so they can use it to taser a suspect before he's able to fire off a round. We already have a determination that the shooter is probably going to be ripping rounds before police can even respond. And then they're not held liable if they fail to do so.
Well, we thought the guy was going to, we were going to get shot if we went into the school. Kick, kick, in his cigarettes and ears on. Roscoe Pete Coltrane.
Yep.
I'm going to get them Duke boys. I'm going to taser them with a drone.
Sure you are. What happens when they turn that weaponized drone on we the people? What happens if they use it to come after us because they don't like something we posted on social media and they want to take us out? And they want to come and, you know, zap us with a taser so they can disarm us and come in our house, kick our door in without fear of retaliation just by sending a drone in first. How about that? You ever thought about that? What kind of technology we the people paid for with our tax dollars? And Axon, see, they're a private contractor. They supply our government, who's been using our money to build underground cities and underground bunkers while we sit up here and rot in the event of an EMP attack. You see, this is how much I don't trust our government. And you sit back and relax. How much you trust yourself and your own judgment? I guarantee you, your judgment can't hold a candle to Biden's judgment because he has none. He's being controlled. As a matter of fact, he's accelerating Obama's push for a woke military, undermining combat readiness. So what, you know, we had Lex Green on the show yesterday talking all about the fact we're down to, what, 1.3 million now? Diversity and inclusion strategic plan. Oh, so we're going to have blacks. We already had blacks in the military, folks. We got a lot of women in the military, half of them. And, you know, what do you think's going to happen when these woke women are told, well, I'm sorry, honey, but you have to turn your weapon on an American citizen and shoot them because we said so? How do you think they're going to react? Many of them are moms. You really think they're going to do that? How many are going to blindly follow the new priorities, the new strategic objective too? How's that going to work? How can a mom consciously turn their weapon on another family knowing she's got one at home? Sherry in Kansas, I know you have an answer to that question, right?
Well, my thought was, you know, they're talking about getting rid of the guns, but let's talk about the violent video games. Let's talk about the violent movies. Let's talk about the gangster rap. Whenever you start talking about that stuff, you know, then you have all sorts of belly aching from the people that are doing these things. And, you know, the government, the way they got men to shoot other men, because you're probably familiar with that book on killing. I can't think of his name right now, but I've got it. You know, but he was a ranger. And he talked about how in the Civil War, you know, men didn't want to shoot other men. And then they changed the targets. And then the government helped, you know, fund these video games, the military, to get these guys ready to shoot, you know?
Well, they did a survey of Marines way back when at Pendleton and asked them, if ordered to do so, how many of you would turn your weapons on American civilians, and 25% of them responded they would.
Yeah.
But so much for a woke military, Sherry.
Back in World War One and the Civil War, they had trouble getting guys to shoot at other guys. You know, how do we know that some of these people that they're letting in, they're not paying them to help do stuff that, you know, what we're talking about as far as all these
nefarious behavior.
The places that are getting burned down and blown
sure.
up or, you know, on our food
yep.
supply deal. So
that's right.
All I had to
Sherry, I'm totally with you on that one. I get it, what you're saying. I see that is a very distinct possibility that a lot of these people are agent provocateurs and they're being sought out by the U.S. government and paid secretly to destroy our infrastructure and being paid and rewarded for it. You know, it's all about the money. Chinese military were just informed by the Daily Callers reportedly building a base in the Gulf of Thailand. Oh, that's a very interesting little scenario, isn't it? China
well,
and Cambodia.
Look at
yeah,
all the bases
they
we got all over the world.
Yeah, I know it. I know it. You see, and this is what leads up to. Remember that old movie? You remember seeing Hunt for Red October?
Oh yeah, I love Sean Connery.
Yeah, well, it's not just Sean Connery; it's Tom Clancy. You know. Sean Connery,
yeah.
Yes, I went losers go home and, you know, I married the prom queen, Sean. Oh, really? Yeah.
He was the best 007.
Yes, he was. Sean really was. He really was. And, I mean, the guy is still, you know, he's a gentleman. At least, you know, we know that. And they make fun of him. They do, you know, Jeopardy on SNL, and they have one of the guys playing Sean Connery. What can I say? It's been fun. Sherry, thanks so much for your call. We're at the bottom of the hour break. We're going to be back with more news and your phone calls after these messages. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Stay tuned. We will be right back.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. When talking of great immune support, a line of products comes to my mind. That's North American Urban Spice. We carry the Rest Vital Caps, Sinuaraga, Oreganol Juice, Pure Lisi, Chaga Max, Collagen Power Plus, Oregarest, Super Strength Oregano Oil, Black Seed, and many more. Support small businesses when you buy from the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com. or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
One minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, and it's Tuesday, June 7th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Thank you so much for joining us this segment. And for those of you shopping at the Power Mall this week, we've got 10% off of Miracle Skin products, and the Journey water bottle is flying off the shelf at 30% off. Get yours now before they're all gone. And here's another little thing going down. It's we talked about this yesterday, about this 1,000% tax, excise tax on many semi-automatic firearms. It's called the Protecting Our Kids Act. What a frickin' joke. Protecting Our Kids. John Beyer, this B-E-Y-E-R, Democrat, Virginia. This is nuts. They all seem to think that by, you know, taxing our guns, it's going to keep us from buying them. And he also seems to have this thing that if we just make it difficult to get these weapons by making them too expensive, that it will reduce the number of shootings, hence the name Protecting Our Kids Act. Oh, let's put a little sentimental spin on that, why don't we? The bill would ban the sale of any semi-automatic centerfire rifle or semi-automatic centerfire shotgun that has the capacity to accept an ammunition-feeding device with a capacity exceeding 5 rounds to citizens below the age of 21. Currently, one only needs to be 18 to buy such a weapon. Well, the state of Texas has an 18 and older law on the books. Now, you're going to sit here and tell me the 10th Amendment of the Constitution doesn't matter? Obviously, we need to do a little bit better job of screening people, you know, who go on social media and put threatening messages out there and say that they're going to shoot up a school. Yeah, obviously, we need to look them in the face when they come in to buy a weapon and see whether or not they are making contact, eye contact with us and answering questions honestly, because if we suspect something is wrong, that gun vendor, the FFL, that's selling these things has the right to say, you know what? Go somewhere else and buy your weapon. I'm not going to sell you one. I just think you're a little weird. You don't act right. You're not normal. Your excuses that you're giving me for buying weapons, and you're 18 years old. Where did you get $5,000 in cash? You see, they're not asking these questions. And when you got somebody, you know, imagine being an FFL and owning a gun store. Some kid comes in, walks up to the counter, asks you to buy two AR-style weapons, whips out that kind of cash. Hey, kid, you like video games?
Oh, yeah, man, I like playing Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, well, I'm not going to sell you a gun today. Get out of here. You see, we don't ask the right kind of questions. Hey, where's your dad? Is your dad with you?
No, I don't have a dad.
See, you're not asking the right questions. Okay, so now we've assumed that all of a sudden, because of the fact they come from a one-family home, and the kid has to answer to his mom, or he's living in a broken home, he has no father, nobody to give him any parental guidance, well, what do you think he's going to do with a weapon? Why would he want to do something like that? You know, the FFLs, maybe we should be doing a little shrink lesson in federal firearms dealership. Maybe we should be asking these kids when they come in there, where's your parent? Where's your father? Do you have a dad? You play video games? You like the violent ones? You like watching violence on TV? Well, guess what? We're not going to sell you a gun today. Nobody's asking the right kind of questions. Nah, it's all about the money, right? This 1,000% tax is not going to stop a criminal from getting a firearm, you idiot buyer. You're a real moron. See, this is the kind of, these woke people elect these idiots to the Congress. And they all think, oh, well, we just have to take away everybody's guns. Yeah. Why do you think all the people from Venezuela are migrating into our country from south of the border? Because they're getting away from socialism. Their whole country is falling apart. They've got a dictatorial ruler like Biden sitting down there running people out of the country. They're leaving because they're starving. They want to go someplace where they could be free. Well, that's what you think. A group of 21 vulnerable House Democrats led by Representative Abigail Spanberger, also from Virginia, has penned a letter to Speaker Pelosi requesting a Democrat-favored omnibus gun control package be separated into individual members. The Protecting Our Kids omnibus gun control package was advanced by the House Judiciary Committee during an emergency hearing on June 2nd. You see, they're not wasting any time, folks. It would make it a federal crime to possess weapons that critics pejoratively labeled ghost guns, usually describing homemade or 3D printed weapons without a serial number. You know, here again, they are basically saying we're the U.S. government and we're basically telling you, you have no God-given right to defend yourself. You have no natural right to exist. We don't care if you believe in God the Father. We don't care if he's number one in your life. We will annihilate you if you don't do what we say, because we're the government. We're your God. You see, and when COVID, I rest my case, when COVID-19 came out and the CDC and all these agencies that don't have any authority start exercising authority and everybody runs to the store and buys out all their toilet paper. And they all line. I mean, the first time I saw the line down in Florida, I was driving past a golf course and they had lines of cars. 4-5 wide with ambulances parked at the very end, and they're all going through and they're getting tested and they're getting jabbed. And I'm like, my God, look at all these morons out here, the lemmings falling off into the ocean. They're all getting PCR tested with stuff that's 92% failure rate. And then they're going and they have ambulances at the end to make sure they don't have an adverse reaction. I've talked to EMTs before that have taken people to the hospital after getting jabbed because within 30 minutes, they're on a stretcher. They're not feeling well. They're feeling ill right after they got the jab. You see, stupid is as stupid does, and life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. It's one of those things. If you trust the government, remember what Bruce Springsteen said, blind faith in your leaders will get you killed. Well, guess what Mr. Little Prezi Biden has done? Authorized the Defense Production Act to advance his clean energy and climate change agenda. According to the White House, the president will approve the use of DPA to expand domestic output of clean energy technologies, including solar panels, heat pumps, transformers, and equipment for utilizing electricity-generated fuels, such as fuel cells and electrolyzers. What do you think is going to happen when China launches an EMP on us, Joe? You idiot. Remember all those fossil fuels out there that we probably got at least several centuries worth of in the United States alone that you shut down and then you turn around and blame Vladimir, your comrade Vladimir, who your son got $100 million worth of money from somebody's wife out there in the Communist Party? Really? Joey, we know who owns you. We know the Chinese and the Russians own you. We know you're trying to turn us into another Venezuela. How can somebody be such an idiot? He's probably got that little plug in his ear and Obama's telling him everything. Yeah. Now is not the time for birther arguments, folks. We're past that point. It's now time we have to start growing our own food and putting fences up around our... Isn't it sad? Way back when, remember we used to be able to sit in our... leave our car unlocked and our house unlocked at night? Not anymore. By the way, for those of you who hadn't heard, new charges were added Monday to Proud Boys former chairman Enrique Terrio and four other alleged leaders of the group. A federal grand jury has now indicted them on more serious seditious conspiracy charges. They were all previously facing charges of conspiracy and obstruction of an official proceeding and assaulting a federal officer. You know, see, they keep wanting to declare war, and Biggs, one of their guys that got indicted, writes, "It's time for effing war if they steal this SH, you know what." And another post, Nordine, one of the charged, "The spirit of 1776 has resurfaced." Really? No, it hasn't. You guys, you're morons. This is not an insurrection. You are playing right into the narrative. This is the Proud Boys. It's just the opposite. It's the conservative spin on Antifa, right? If you put the two of them together, what have you got? Bibbidi bobbidi boo? No, I don't think so. You've got stupidity is what you have. Because now you have talking points for Congress. Well, we need to do something to stop these white supremacists. You see, when you go out and you launch this garbage, this is what you end up with. More propaganda, more BS. And as far as getting indicted by a grand jury, I mean, Jerry Spence in the book From Freedom to Slavery, if you haven't read that, perhaps you should. I cried after reading the first chapter. Talked all about what happened to Randy Weaver and Ruby Ridge. And again, how many Ruby Ridges and Wacos do we need before people wake up? What happened January 6th was not an insurrection, because if it was, we'd have had a million people marching on D.C. armed to the teeth. With 30-round clips, lots of them, racked, locked and loaded, ready to go. And they would have stormed the Capitol and annihilated everybody. There wouldn't be a Capitol cop left. There wouldn't be a congressperson left. There would be nobody left in the hallow halls of Congress. They would have cleaned house right then and there and then marched on the White House. And that would have been the end of it. That's an insurrection, folks. That is the definition. Insurrections are armed. Even Lex Green agreed with me yesterday and said that very same thing. We did not have an insurrection. We had a minuscule riot. And then you see, this is what they do. They make everybody political prisoners of the government. This is what they do. This is what governments do when they're out to strip you of your rights. Oh, by the way, President Barack Obama approved a statement by the U.S. intelligence community in October of 16, accusing Russia of stealing emails from the DNC. Despite the U.S. government not having obtained the DNC server images, crucial to ascertaining whether Moscow was involved in the theft at all. You see, this is the kind of lie scam this government is capable of putting out. And when it comes to gender ideology, by cutting off school lunch funding, hair sniffer Joe. Oh, yep. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is all over that one. Criticizing Biden's move to seize school lunch program funding to further what DeSantis characterizes woke gender ideology. Yeah, well, let's see. What is it, Gay Pride Month? Yeah, let's all have gender-designated bathrooms. Yeah, we get the transgender use. Yeah, guys, you can go wear a skirt to school now and go into the women's restroom. And by God, I'll tell you what. If I was a father whose daughter was attending public school and she was a victim like Scott Smith's daughter was in Virginia, I might be motivated to do something a little more than just showing up at a school board meeting and getting belligerent. This is going to get really crazy before it's over. This is a time when you need to get on the phone and call your congressman and tell them, hey, a thing or two. By the way, isn't it interesting about schools being able to secure federal funding from the National School Lunch Program? Oh, another welfare program. Well, we have to cater to the underserved, don't we? You know, all those people of color and diversity that can't afford to have school lunch? Well, now we need to let all the gay kids and tranny kids come out of the closet. Yeah, see, it's taking away all of what we as parents are supposed to be responsible for, making sure our kids grow up in the ways of the word to do the right thing in their life. Nah, we got to have welfare programs out there to cater to all the inner city schools. And of course, you know, state and local agencies, program operators, and sponsors that get the funds have to investigate relevant allegations, according to the federal departments, without mentioning the consequences for disobedience. Yes, we're going to turn you over our knee and spank you with a ruler. Jeez. DeSantis says, he looks at this thing and he goes, Biden's totally off his rocker to be doing it. Yeah, I know. Patrice in Ohio, how are you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm pretty good, and you?
Doing great on my usual rant.
Mm-hmm. So, back to this gun thing. So,
oh yeah.
If they're going to raise the age to 21, then no one can serve in the Army till they're 21. Bar none, the
interesting.
End.
That's ridiculous. They got to make an exception for that. I mean, the age of majority is 18.
No, they won't. Yeah, ridiculous. So, yeah, you can die using a gun that they bought. Ridiculous.
Are we the people taxpayers bought, actually?
Yeah, actually, yeah. So, you know, the rule of thumb with this law of the land, you know, that person you had on a couple weeks ago, if not a month, you know, the difference of the law.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Capitol Police are the top gun when it comes to the police under that hierarchy. Were you aware of that?
Not specifically. I know that they're basically entrusted
because
to protect the Capitol.
Because under that law, Washington, D.C., everybody reports to Washington, D.C., and in Washington, D.C., they're the top of the top when it comes to law enforcement.
Mm-hmm. So, in their own 10-square-mile area.
Exactly. It's just
forget it.
The Pope in Rome. Yeah.
That's right. The Vatican.
No, that's the gig that nobody knows.
Yeah. Well, lot of people, right. I mean, but you recognize, Patrice, that 10-square-mile area is its own jurisdiction.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but with the whole rewriting of the corporations and U.S. as a corporation, Washington, D.C. is the headquarters of the United States.
Inc.
That's why that works.
Yep.
Inc.
We're all under administrative law.
Headquarters.
Inc. Yep.
Yeah, yeah. So
we need to do something to reverse that, I think.
Yeah, but so isn't it interesting because this seems to be holding water because all the people from January 6th are being held against their will. They're not treated, you know, no right to a speedy trial. They don't have any rights. Well, that's because the Capitol Police are the ones dictating how this thing's going down.
Well, they would have to be enemy combatants, basically. That's how they're being treated.
Yeah, but under that jurisdiction,
And that emergency war powers.
Dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, go figure. And the reason why, you know, people aren't going up and getting all in everybody's face is because of what happened January 6th when, you know, Donald Trump screwed everybody on that one. And why didn't he, you know, just relieve everyone and get them all off the hook before he left office? He screwed
makes
his
you
own
wonder
people.
About that. Yeah, makes you wonder about that. Well, he didn't clean house as far as deep state. He said he was going to drain the swamp. He didn't do that.
No, but he gave, you know, that spy in Israel got off scot-free under him.
Amazing how you play your friends and influence
people.
Yeah. How to win friends and influence people. Yeah.
Well, who do you think's his friend? Not your friend.
That's a good question, Patrice. I'll tell you. The part of the problem is that, you know, when you're a CEO like he was before he took office, he was not a politician. He did not play politics very well.
You mean under companies that are bankrupt and that are in?
There you go. There you go. See, he knew how to use the system. That's just it. He knew how to use the system.
And his lawyer was Cohen, the biggest scumbag that ever lived.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, that's right. Let's make America great again.
Buddies.
Yeah.
That's his buddies.
Oh, my God. Well, what a web we weave.
Well, we're right in it.
Yeah, we are.
The only way to get out is you got to fight yourself out. I saw this thing on Facebook under gardening. What the best thing you could do for your children is to teach them how to grow their own food.
Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you for that. And that is exactly right. I would definitely do that. I mean, there's a lot of skill set. My son, as a matter of fact, my younger son is teaching his kid. I mean, the kid is target practice. He knows target practice. He definitely knows target practice. And so, you know, it's crazy as it is. But he also is teaching him how to grow stuff. I mean, it's a good thing. It's totally a good thing. So I agree with that. That's a good solution. Teach your kids how to garden. That would be first order business. I'm sure all our homeschool moms are out there, and they're very much aware of that. That is a great project to teach kids about biology and animal husbandry and foraging. That is a great tool as an exercise in learning and not in futility. I love it. Thank you, Patrice, for your call. We appreciate you. Elon Musk, by the way, says Twitter is resisting the terms of the deal, threatening to terminate it. It makes you wonder. Makes you wonder what he really intended on doing and whether this whole thing was fluff in the first place. Don't know. Keep your eyes and ears open. State officials are fighting Wall Street to protect pensioners from this ESG scam. After failing to advance their agenda, these are treasurers working to expose what they consider a misuse of state retirement funds. See, the judges are all tied into this as well. Isn't that amazing how that works? They're all tied into this. The craziness of it. Progressive state pension fund managers in California, New York, Maryland, even Texas are doing the same thing with the trillions in retirement funds they manage. BlackRock, State Street, Vanguard have signed on to the Net Zero Asset Management Initiative, and together they're using $20 trillion of other people's money that they manage to pressure companies whose shares they own into pursuing environmental and social justice causes. You see, they're all going woke, folks. And all of these administrations, here's Larry Fink, behaviors are going to have to change. They want to target fossil fuel and the gun industry. This is dangerous, letting so few people have control of the money. This is another reason why we need to take charge of our own lives and tell Uncle Sam and Biden and Harris and everybody else to go piss up a drain pipe. We don't need them. We have our own state. We live in a state. The 10th Amendment of the Constitution. I'll tell you, these governors better damn well wake up and start behaving like governors and doing more than just suing Biden. All four of these governors that are on the southern border have every right to send out our military and stop this nonsense and kick Border Patrol out of the state. If they're not going to do the job, we have the right to do the job. That's what the 10th Amendment guarantees us. And, hey, nobody's calling Abbott. Nobody's calling Ducey. Nobody's calling any of these people and telling them, hey, look, you need to do your job. You need to get out, get down there and stop this immigration. You need to line up along the border and let them have it. Well, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit wouldn't go. Remember that one? Little Johnny Horton. Man, I would put the LRAD on. I'd put an LRAD right there at the southern border and play that song when I open fire and watch them all turn tails and run right back into Mexico. But are they doing that? Hell no. Governors are wimps. When do these states, when are we going to stop as a state relying on federal funds? This is how they're controlling our schools, folks. Because there's a dole somewhere, and people are accepting the dole. And in order to do that, there are strings attached. Hence, we have the gender equality. Yes, in other words, to let all these kids who are questioning their identity as a gender out of their closets, well, if you don't let them out of their closet, we're going to cut off your school lunch money. What, no milk money for you, Joe? What? When's the state going to say, hey, enough? When the people of the state tell the governor and all its elected officials to do the bidding of we, the people of that state, and quit screwing around with the feds. Oh, by the way, a gas station in the northern California town of Mendocino is charging nearly $10 a gallon of gas, making it the most expensive gas station in the country. Yeah. $9.60 a gallon, to be exact. This is what we've become, folks. We will be back with Clay Clark and the Reawaken America Tour. We need to do a whole bunch of that. We'll be back after the break at the top of the hour.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.